AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. You can connect with me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, Business on the Edge, Facebook group. We have a new Facebook group, On the Edge Women in Business. You can connect with us out there if you're a woman, and we will let you in the group. It is a locked group, so you must request to become a Facebook groupie, On the Edge Women in Business. And as always, you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the world, the globe. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it. Short, sweet, to the point. Margaret Thatcher. You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it. I like that because we don't always think that we need to fight something more than once. When we think about going through some of the challenges in our careers and in our business, we think about taking that, spearheading that battle and just winning it, just doing what you have to do and winning it. And it's not always the case. Sometimes you have to fight that battle more than once to win it. And it was kind of nice to kind of read that from such a great leader, Margaret Thatcher, and think that, you know what, I can do it again. We've ended 2013. I can do it again. And the battles that I didn't win, I can battle and win in 2014. Which brings me to Happy New Year. Happy New Year, world. Happy New Year, Bay Area, the place to be. Because there's like, 22 states that are getting hit with snowstorms. It is, I'm from the Midwest, so I've been getting texts from family members like, don't you wish you were here? I'm like, no, you know, and I've been homesick towards the end of 2013. I was getting homesick a lot, you know, Illinois homesick. And so they have helped me. I thank all my family that's listening in, and all of the pictures that you've sent me of the snowstorms and cold. I have now been healed, if I'm homesick, of being homesick, because now I've seen the pictures, and no, I do not miss the snow. They text me, do you miss the snow? No, not at all, especially not the amounts of snow that they've been getting. So anyway, I thank God for the Bay Area, because even though we get, 36 degrees, 39 degrees in the mornings, but we warm up, so it's kind of cool. My power question tonight, On the Edge power question, what, you know what the question is, you could almost read my mind. What is your 2014 New Year's resolution? What is that? What did you do and what did you resolve last year that maybe you didn't get to? What do you need to persevere? We sent out our weekly, you know, before we do a show, we send out a little electronic blast. And resolution really means perseverance. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to get a little bit out of my soapbox. But quickly, some news information. I think women are just on the edge. It is their, my producer's like, come on. Women, it is your time. It is your season to be absolutely fantastic, absolutely spearheady. We've got Mary Barra steps into the role as General Motors' first female CEO. Automobile. We have now infiltrated the automobile industry, and that is absolutely fantastic. Can you give her a hand? Come on. Give her. Well, we'll have to give her a hand later. So we're having some technical difficulties maybe. But that's fantastic. It is women, you know, I know women power, this is our finest hour, I think. And so I think women are doing some great things, you know, even, you know, looking at what we're seeing on TV, even some of the shows that you're watching, you're seeing a lot of power women, a lot of women doing different types of things. And it is great to see. I love it. I absolutely love it. So, guys, we're here. Board of Equalization. I got an email from the Board of Equalization, and many of you that are in business got the same email. There's a new law beginning January 1st, 2014, Assembly Bill 781. Guess what? Making sales suppression or sales hiding software programs and devices a crime. Now, you know it's a crime not to report all your sales and not pay your taxes.
That's not even funny.
You're right. You know that it's already a crime. But, okay, for those of you that have software programs and devices that electronically remove sales and falsify records, you can no longer do that. You will have to take that out of your business processes and don't do that. In fact, violators of this new law could be sentenced up to 3 years in county jail. Yes, and fined up to $10,000 and will be required to pay all illegally withheld taxes, of course, including penalties and interest. So if you want to read that law, you can go out to the Board of Equalization's website, .ca.gov, and get the details on that. So that is some basic stuff in the news. So back to your New Year's resolution. You can dial into the show tonight at 800-516-1220 and share your New Year's resolution and why it's important for 2014. Call me up, let me know that you're listening, and share your 2014 New Year's resolutions. The phone lines are open. I made some resolutions, and I kind of clumped them into these statements with respect to business, people, situations, and circumstances. I actually deleted one before the show, and so I might share it, but here's what I've resolved. I will continue to strategically risk more as an entrepreneur. It is, when I look at the landscape of 2013 and I look at the choices that I've made, I want to do more. I'm a risk taker, and I'm willing to do things that a lot of the small businesses aren't willing to take. I really try to pull them out of that safe zone, that comfort zone. But if they're going to ever reach to that level of a small, medium-sized business, they'll really be willing to take some risks, spend money where you think that you shouldn't spend money, areas that you need to infuse with capital, infuse with resources, infuse with technology, infuse areas of your business so that way you can really build the foundation. What's interesting is that small business owners tend to want a lot more than what they're willing to invest at times. There's some misconceptions in their thinking. So for me, you know, I always like to kind of lead by example. And so we're going to do more. We're going to continue to strategically risk more as an entrepreneur. So you want to make calculated risks. And so we have been doing a lot of revisiting different things in the last month of 2013, and so we're excited about some of the new things that are coming. We're going to share. We're going to be giving more and participating more with organizations that we want to give back to. I'd like to see more of that as well. So, number two, I will achieve targeted goals and overcome obstacles. Like Margaret Thatcher says, sometimes you have to go to war more than once to win it. So I want to, things that didn't actually pan out the way that we wanted, we want to achieve more targeted goals, overcome obstacles. That is business. Whether you're an employee, whether you're a business owner, you set your goals, overcome the obstacles, and keep it moving. We want to keep it moving. What I will not do is I will not tolerate leeches and sloths in my world and fears. Sometimes you can have the wrong people around you that hinders progress. And so I'm removing those around me that cannot get with the program, whether they're customers or contractors or employees. I'm looking at you in order to win. Let me tell you something about fear. Fear is an interesting thing. Fear, you know, we say false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real, but it doesn't. You do the things that you need to do to make your world successful. Doesn't mean that fear isn't there. It means that you do it in spite of fear being there. You have the courage to move forward. You have the courage to do things that just freaks you out sometimes. And I've done it. Oh my gosh, if I could tell you the different types of projects that I've done that just totally scared me, and putting in the money to win in terms of some of the things that I've wanted to do. And I continue to do that. And we continue to get different types of results with taking risks and moving past your comfort zone. You will never, ever, 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 infinity ever, be great, be the absolute best of who you're supposed to be if you are not willing to look fear in the face and says, in spite of it, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to have the courage and go ahead and do this or do that. So we're going to do that. I will not, and like I said, leeches and sloths, I can't say enough about sloths. They're just lazy. Anyway, so we want to, exactly, no sloths. We don't want things hindering progress. We want to go around, over, under, whatever. That's what I'm saying. I will dream bigger and keep my passion. I will impact. I will influence. And I will celebrate more in 2014 and those that are around me that really want to do great things, because I think that you are supposed to and should celebrate greatness. You should celebrate successes. You should celebrate the people that are around you and not tolerate folks and people around you. Celebrate the wins that you help succeed with your customers. Celebrate with them. It's absolutely fantastic. So if you cannot answer the question, why are you on this planet? Why? What is your New Year's resolution? It is impossible to achieve your absolute purpose. If you do not know how to answer this question, life has to count for something. Yours, it has to count for something. So my business is to provide resources, information strategies, organization strategies, coaching. Coaches see your greatest potential. That's our job. They see what you can't see about yourself or your business or your professional prowess. We see it. In my case, like I said, in business, for you to be greater than what you can expect. So the statement made, if you can, you know, if you keep doing the same thing, expecting over and over again, expecting different results, that is the definition of insanity. So why are you here? What is your purpose on this planet, this rock, this earth? Figure it out. What is your New Year's resolution? Call me and tell me at 800-516-1220. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
And we're brought to you by Garmin. Holiday light in many places today, but San Francisco is not one of them. North 101 jammed at Cesar Chavez, and it stays off and on slow onto that lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Upper deck delays start near the island or just west of heading into San Francisco, and that sluggishness will carry you onto South 101. But from there, South 101 looks good all the way down into San Bruno, San Mateo. It doesn't get slow again until University and Palo Alto. A right shoulder crash there. It stays slow beyond it down into Mountain View. Northbound, you are riding the brakes for a spell between Holly and 92. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. And for more traffic, SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you heard the great news? Home values have had their largest monthly increase in almost 7 years. Hello, this is Joe Cachera, host of Real Estate 360 and branch manager of Partners Mortgage. In continuing our program mission of sharing education and information, I am also dedicated to serving as your trusted resource in the world of anything and everything real estate. What does this increase in home values mean to you? Increased values may enable you to eliminate mortgage insurance, take cash out of your home, or save money with a refinance at last. With rates still hovering around all-time lows, now may be the perfect time to restructure your mortgage. In a 10-minute call, I can provide you a quick analysis and review your options. From removing costly mortgage insurance to refinancing FHA into a conventional loan, savings are possible. Let's see if the time is right for you to take advantage of the market. Call me at 866-441-9231. That's 866-441-9231.
Partners Mortgage, Division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage, NMLS 81395. Equal Housing Lender, License Cal DRE, not a promise to lend. Rates terms subject to change without notice.
Are you looking for style, comfort, and that luxury drive in a car? Bay Area St. Clair Cadillac coupes, SUVs, sedans, and wagons has that and more. Cadillac is known around the globe for its sleek, stylish, extraordinary luxury designs. It's an American-made experience at an entirely new level. If you want to enjoy that luxury drive, stop by our showroom at St. Clair Cadillac and let's take you on a test drive. Our address is 3737 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. Call toll-free for more information on our 2013-2014 luxury cars at 888-204-0389 or visit our website at www.stclaircadillac.com.
Rob Black.
Medical system is crazy. Hospital charges represent about a third of the $2.7 trillion annual healthcare bill. If you spend a day as an inpatient at an American hospital, it's $4,000 plus. That's five times other countries. That's what's insane. And that's what has everyone just going, popping their brains out crazy. Have an x-ray to study your heart's arteries, $25,000. Big business, right?
Rob Black and Your Money. Weekday mornings 7 to 9 on AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Ooh, girl, you're shining like a Fifth Avenue diamond. And they don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. New Year's resolutions, call in and let me know what your New Year's resolution is. 800-516-1220. Phone lines are open. 800-516-1220. And why is it important to you for 2014? You know, there's New Year's resolutions by 10 entrepreneurs. It was reported by Business Insider. And I'm not going to share their commentary, but if you're an entrepreneur, and you can really align this to your, whatever your position is, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're employed, professional, business, whatever you're doing. But so you put your own commentary in there. And I'm going to share their 10 New Year's resolutions. Number one, don't overdo it. Simple, right? Don't overdo it. Number two, less multitasking. Do we actually multitask? I mean, we like to say multitasking, but do we really multitask? I have that conversation from time to time with some of the men in my life. I don't know that we really do it, because you're really not giving 100% to any task when you're attempting to multitask. So number three, allocate me time. That's great. Allocate me time. Number four, and I said this was one of mine as well, celebrate achievements. It's a great idea. People want to be celebrated. So celebrate achievements. Number five, embrace the entrepreneurship lifestyle. Love it. Number six, scale and balance. You want to scale and you want to balance. So very important. Seven, look at the phone less. Now, I probably should add that to my resolution, not to look at my phone so much. My husband says things to me like, you love that phone, don't you? And I do. I'm like a avid Facebooker, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm constantly on it. Who's texting me? And we're going to talk about texting in a little bit. Interesting for some of the career crashes of 2013. Become a better communicator. Number 9, find a better work-life balance. Women particularly want to find work-life balance. I know that there's single dads out there, but work-life balance. And number 10, delegate better. Entrepreneurs, you can't do it all. Just the bottom line. Can't do it all. Don't try to do it all. I'm just saying, don't try to do it all. So, let's talk a little bit about some of the 2013 career crashes. Forbes did a report on the 20 career crashes. Now, I'm not going to do all 20, but really, 20 career crashes. Guess who was number one? Paula Deen. Paula Deen, you know, I'm going to say this. And if you don't know this, I'm black. I'm a black American woman. Paula Deen, of course, we know why her career has kind of crashed and burned a little bit. And so Forbes says, okay, who is she? Deen is a celebrity chef, cooking show, television host, restaurant owner, and cookbook writer. And, of course, she got in trouble because of some racial slur that I'm personally familiar with, but here's my problem with this. I don't think, and I've had this conversation with other blacks, I'm just going to say it, other blacks, and you know what we agree upon, every single one of us, that Paula Deen's career should not have taken such a hit. We don't care in terms of, you know, and according to her testimony, that it was just so long ago, and even if it weren't, should her career take the hit that it actually took over a racial slur? Now, you're talking to a person who, I'm not excited to be called any type of racial slur, and I have been called that particular racial slur, but does it warrant her losing her career in the way that, you know, I don't think so. We don't think so. We, you know, give her a break. So Paula Deen, and she's welcome to come on the show, and we can talk about it, and she does not have to apologize to me, but people need to give her a little bit of a break. That's just me. I'm just saying. Now, Rob Ford, the Toronto mayor, he's running again. Why? Crack cocaine. Some of these people just, it is so funny. And so the Toronto mayor, after they stripped him of everything, 60% of his resources, is going to run again for mayor, even though he has a slight issue with crack cocaine. That's funny. Sad, Aaron Hernandez, football player. Not good. Not good. I'm just going to leave it at that. Here, this is one of my favorites. Alec Baldwin, actor, talk show host for 2 weeks. When we come back, AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, we're going to talk about hiring tips for 2014.
AM 1220, KDOW traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Garmin. A big crash in Oakland is north 880 after 23rd. The three right lanes are blocked by these multiple vehicles. Just the left lane is open. Stop and go traffic from 66th Avenue. CHP has issued a SIG alert on this one. Watch for delays there for a longer than at least 20 minutes. Consider taking 580 as an alternate. Now, south 880 before Hagenberger, stop and go traffic from High. A two-car crash there is on the shoulder. Again, the latest crash, multiple vehicles, three right lanes blocked on north 880 after 23rd in Oakland. We go to the Vacaville problem. It's a big crash that is eastbound 80 before Leisure Town Road. A multi-car injury crash. Three left lanes are blocked. No estimated time when this will be cleared. We're slow from 505. Hate traffic, don't hate. Drive happy. Get a...
Thank you. Hello? Hello, Dr. Tracy.
Hi, Margaret. It's Tracy.
How are you? Happy
Good.
New Year.
Good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're all ready to go. We'll bring you on shortly, and we'll do the rest of the show with you and your 2014 hiring predictions. Looking forward.
Sure, and you can focus on the self-employed and small business if you want. No problem.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, we will bring you on shortly.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
About Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge. Keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity.
I was a self-deluded blowhard full of hot air. Maybe I can get a job as a hairdryer.
OfficeMax, now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Are you looking for style, comfort, and that luxury drive in a car? Bay Area St. Clair Cadillac coupes, SUVs, sedans, and wagons has that and more. Cadillac is known around the globe for its sleek, stylish, extraordinary luxury designs. It's an American-made experience at an entirely new level. If you want to enjoy that luxury drive, stop by our showroom at St. Clair Cadillac and let's take you on a test drive. Our address is 3737 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. Call toll-free for more information on our 2013-2014 luxury cars at 888-204-0389 or visit our website at www.stclaircadillac.com.
Strategies and solutions. The bottom line for boomers with Johnny Dean of the Boomers Brain Trust.
A big choice for many middle-aged homeowners is whether to pay off their mortgage or save that money or put it to use in some other way. Under the conventional logic, getting rid of that big debt traditionally has been a primary goal, and indeed it would really feel good to get out from under that burden. But I'd urge you to do some serious thinking about whether that does make sense for you or not. Recent experience has shown that real estate doesn't always increase in value as once was thought. So a reasonable amount of leverage, that is, your mortgage, might not be a bad idea if you can put that sum to use somewhere else. Also, remember that most mortgage interest is still tax deductible. While you don't want to make a decision based on taxes alone, that still may be a big consideration for you. Don't take any off the rack.
Look at all the butter in this kitchen. Look at all the butter.
.com. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Clap along if you feel. Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. Tip Now is a texting, mobile app, email, and voice-based anonymous reporting system to deter crime and suspicious activity on college campuses, K-12 schools, corporations, cities, hospitals. Safety is a must, and we know this. You see something, you say something using your mobile device to alert the proper authorities. If you mention that you heard it here on KDOW, Resiligence, the creator of this safety solution, will give you a 10% discount on the TipNow mobile app or the TipNow social monitoring software. Visit their website for more information and watch a few of the testimonials videos there at www.tipnow.com or you can call 1-877-395-5095. Tip Now, I really like this safety solution. In fact, Resiligence just released a press release. I am now a safety spokesperson for Resiligence Company for the Tip Now and Tip Social software. And I don't get behind a lot of different types of products. I get pulled on all the time. But this particular product is so valuable. Already results, already saving lives on college campuses and other organizations. This can be in any organization. You see something, you say something, and you're able to send anonymous tipping, and they call you the tipster, and you can go back and forth with the authorities to help avert possibly something that's going on that campus. So I really, really am proud to be a part of what they're trying to do. And the TIP Social is about monitoring bullying over the social media, and the idea is to avert and help young people not to take things to the extreme in terms of, we hear about the suicides and all of that. So this is a really, really great product. Again, if you get a chance to take a look at it, go to www.tipnow.com. Okay, so really quick, before we bring on our guest, crashes. We talked about crashes, career crashes, 2013. Who are some of who did I mention? Rob Ford. Did you have something for me with Rob Ford, our Toronto mayor?
I was a self-deluded blowhard full of hot air. Maybe I can get a job as a hairdryer.
He is going to run for mayor again. Funny. Anthony Weiner, U.S. representative. Okay. Sexting. Now, I'm just wondering, at what point did he think that was okay at any level? I mean, I don't even care if you worked at, it doesn't even matter. I'm just wondering how they come up with some of this stuff that, like, it's okay.
I'm opposed. I'd get rid of it.
You know, and Richie Incognito, who's not incognito, Dolphin football bully, he should have tuned into our show on bullying. We had a lot of really great resources there. So those are some of the 2013 career crashes. My biggest, Paula Deen, I feel sorry for you. I think you should, you know, they should give you a break and really help you get your career back on.
Look at all the butter in this kitchen.
Okay. She's diabetic now, but still, she's a great cook. You know, I think, you know, we need to cut her some slack, not just throw everything out. Throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So we have a guest, and we have had Dr. Tracy on our show. Are we going to a commercial break? Let's go to a commercial break. We're going to bring Dr. Tracy Welling on the show when we come back. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Garmin, a big crash.
Longer than at least 20 minutes. I consider taking 580 as an alternate. Now, South 880 before Hagenberger, stop-and-go traffic from High, a two-car crash there is on the shoulder. Again, the latest crash, multiple vehicles, three right lanes blocked on North 880 after 23rd in Oakland. We go to the Vacaville problem. It's a big crash that is eastbound 80 before Leisure Town Road, a multi-car injury crash. Three left lanes are blocked. No estimated time when this will be cleared. We're slow from 505. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Training classes, workshop, webinars, and seminars coming up. BusinessOnTheEdge.biz. You can go to our website and get register for our upcoming webinar on Monday, Top 5 Essential Tools for Small Business Development. So, again, you can go to www.BusinessOnTheEdge.biz. I'm excited about sharing these top 5 tools that are right at your fingertips and your computer. Dr. Tracy Weiland is a prominent thought leader on the impact of technology on society, work, and careers. She's been a scholar at Stanford University and has held leadership positions at Apple, HP, Cisco, and the Apollo Group. Dr. Weiland has authored 11 books. Her upcoming book, Employed for Life, 21st Century Career Trends, will be released here in 2014. We are excited about having Dr. Tracy on the show tonight. Happy New Year, Dr. Tracy. Glad to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Tracy, what can you tell us about the career trends or the careers for 2014? What are there secrets out there? What should we know about?
Well, you know, Margaret, I'm very optimistic about 2014, and I made some predictions, and I think some of the predictions impact both the self-employed, the small business owners, as well as the corporate sector. So I'm pretty optimistic about the future, and I'd love to share some of them with you.
So let's get started with that. Let's start with small business. What are you predicting for small businesses?
You know, someone brought to my attention an interesting statistic from the Kaufman Institute of Entrepreneurism. And what they found is through various research studies is that it's the new firms and the small firms that are actually driving growth in the U.S. economy. And so, you know, and the reason that these individuals brought it to my attention is because they were trying to give guidance to their kids on what to do when they look for work after college, what to focus on in college. And it was really talking about entrepreneurism and self-employment is the path and the revival in the United States. And it was because of these small and new firms were offering higher growth. So when you think about it in our neighborhood in Silicon Valley, that would be like Twitter, Facebook, Google. These are young firms that really accelerated and created a lot of employment opportunities.
This is exciting for us. I'm a big fan of work. I'm a big fan. I like watching to see whether or not our employment rate is going to drop. I like to see it get below 7%, get into the 5-6% range. And so what are some of the jobs that we can look for that are the higher percentages of jobs that we can look at getting this year in 2014?
Well, some of the ones, well, of course in Silicon Valley, it's all about technology, and I like technology because it's a high-growth area and it also pays high salaries. So I think if you are inclined or have technology orientation, it's always a safe bet. The other sector, particularly in the Silicon Valley area, is biotech, and that's also a high-growth area that also pays well. But if you're also looking for, you know, I always ask students, are you technology-oriented? If so, what do you think about technology? And then many come back to me and say, Tracy, I'm people-oriented. And then I encourage them to look at healthcare, because healthcare is a large employer in the United States. We have baby boomers who are aging. We have interest now in preventative health. We have interest in in-home care. And we have a little bit of confusion going on, actually, with the Healthcare Act.
Right.
And so healthcare offers so many opportunities, and it can be a stepping stone career because you can get certifications, 2-year degrees, 4-year degrees, 6-year degrees, and really build a career path there.
This is just fantastic information. What are some, you mentioned, because we're here in Silicon Valley in terms of technology. Technology is a biggie in terms of job growth, in terms of just looking to the future, you know, I know that one of the things that I tell my son is, you know, technology is a really smart way to go in terms of expanding and making sure that you have the right arsenal tools within your personal career path. So what are some of the ranges of pay ranges? We want to know whether or not, because there's jobs out there, and I think it was Forbes that listed the worst jobs for 2014 that do not pay way like him. Pay grade like communications. So what kind of pay scale are we looking at in the technology world?
Well, some of the jobs that pay well would be like a data architect, right? Because data is everything. Think about it. Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of this is collecting data. So people who can actually analyze the data and use it to help a company get paid very well. Software developers, of course. You know, all of those websites, all of those applications, you need someone who understands how to program them. Sure. And actually, hackers comes up because of security. There's security ranges in so many areas. You know, identity theft is a big concern, information security, network safety. So there's a lot of opportunities in security as well.
Now, I mentioned earlier on the show women. And I believe that women, this is really a time for us and for us to really take greater risks in our careers and really step out there and do great things. And so what would you say about, you know, what the expectation is for women in the job market?
Well, you know, I always talk about this great statistic that someone sent to me, that a woman starts a business somewhere in the world every 60 seconds. And I really feel that women will accelerate in their self-employment, excuse me, in business ownership. But there's another trend that I've been watching quite carefully is that how women have the opportunity to accelerate in the financial industry. Many of the financial institutions are looking and putting women in senior positions because women are perceived to be more ethical, more trusted, in addition to being quite skilled in the financial area. And just some case in point is Janet Yellen and Margaret Mack in Wells Fargo. But even more interesting was just the transition of women in the auto industry, and that historically has been less feminine, let's say, than masculine. And now we have Mary Barra as the CEO of General Motors. So it's quite exciting, I think, for women.
This, I love hearing about what's going on with women. We have about a minute before we have to go to break. What about this race for energy?
So energy is quite interesting. If you think about cars today, right, so I can kind of connect energy and cars. You can get a car, right, when I grew up it just had oil, but now you can get a hybrid car, a natural gas car, an electric car, and there's so many different energy sources. And people are interested in energy, renewable energy. And this is an area that is very localized, but there's opportunity there. And I hear about students getting very invigorated about participating in renewable energy, and there's jobs out there.
This is awesome. We're going to go to a commercial break, and you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Berry's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Heads up in Vacaville, a multi-car crash East 80 before Leisure Town Road. The two left lanes are blocked. The right lanes are open, but no estimated time as to when this will be cleared. We're slow from 505. The CHP has issued a singular. Now, previous to that, East 80 before West Texas in Fairfield, multi-car crash blocking the left lane. Slow along that stretch on East 80 from 680 there in Fairfield. Bay Bridge leading onto the westbound span. The metering lights are off, just a bit slow in the right side cash lanes. To 880 in Oakland now with a crash that's north 880 after 23rd. A multi-car crash blocking the three right lanes. Stop-and-go traffic from Hagenberger Road. South 880 before Hagenberger, left lane blocked by a two-car collision. Slow that way, too. Hey, traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Tired of watching the stock market continually go up and down? Insulted by the laughable rates being offered at the bank on your CDs? Then pay attention. First of all, understand that you're not the only one who's tired of this. Second, you should know that there are better alternatives out there for your savings. There's a good chance you've never heard of these alternatives because your bank and your stockbroker have done their best to be sure you didn't find out. But if you're interested in finding out about low-risk alternatives that allow you to defer taxes and earn much greater returns than you're getting with that CD, then give Mark Trutman a call at Platinum Retirement Solutions. Call 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195. Sit down with Mark for an hour. Let him assess your situation and learn how to keep yourself from losing sleep at night while watching your money actually grow at a reasonable rate. Again, 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing, and I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to Dr. Tracy Wildland, career expert, regarding the 2014 predictions, job predictions. Dr. Wildland is on a corporate speaking tour for her new book on the topic 21st Century Careers, and you can connect with Dr. Tracy at TracyWyland.com, and that's an E with Tracy. Dr. Tracy, so you're on a speaking tour. I want to get to that before we get off air here, because I have two more questions for you specifically with the 2014 predictions. Can you tell us a little bit about your speaking tour?
Absolutely, Margaret. I've been working with companies who are interested in hosting career transition workshops and also leadership workshops for women. And I've been across the United States in over 26 cities, and it's been really exhilarating for me as a professional and an academic to really embrace the corporate community and the employees to, you know, continue to encourage people to develop the leadership and career skills.
So we can connect with you at TracyWyland.com, and then you're on Facebook, Dr. Tracy Wyland?
Dr. Tracy Wyland, and Twitter is at Tracy Wyland, and it's TracyWilen.
So you can connect with Dr. Tracy. Now, the digital and social marketing arena in terms of jobs, now we're seeing this whole new career emerge over the last 3 years, 5 years, really exploding. What do you have to say about social marketing and social media? Where, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions is, you know, get off my cell phone.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is an area of growth, particularly for young people who are particularly adept with a lot of the social media channels such as Twitter and Pinterest, Facebook, right, LinkedIn, and Google Plus. I think there's an opportunity here for developing career paths, because there's people like yourself, myself, companies that really need experts in understanding how to reach different populations by using a different media channel. The second area of growth really is around mobility. If you read the press around Facebook and Twitter, you know, over 60% of adults today are using mobile phones, and this is what they want to use to communicate with companies, either about a product or a service. So people who are adept at social media can really map out interesting career paths for the future that really didn't exist before.
Absolutely. One of the things that I talk about is that you must be mobile. People want to be mobile, and so you're going to have to get your products and services out there that can be mobile for people. Now, the Department of Labor, when they talk about job growth, or, you know, we want to see that employment statistic continue to come down in terms of unemployment, but they have this gig job, and so your portfolio careers, is that kind of like what we're seeing, the gig jobs, the freelancing? I come out of the television production industry, so freelancing is kind of, that's what that world is all about. So I'm kind of used to it, but we're seeing this new trend.
Oh, absolutely. The portfolio career is really mapping together the series of projects and freelance jobs that you have and creating an umbrella or an expertise for yourself. And so, for example, since we just talked about social media and marketing, companies, you know, are looking for people who know how to blog and people who know how to do e-commerce and people who understand social media. And there's a lot of different aspects of marketing. And so Individuals who can develop the expertise and the skills can present themselves to companies or to, you know, individuals as experts. And a portfolio career is a reality today. According to the Freelancers Union, 1 out of 3 workers actually have part-time jobs. And according to Intuit, by 2020, 40% of the workforce will be freelancing. So what we're seeing today, and this really college students really found this year because a lot of them didn't get jobs and had to think about moving into part-time job instead of a full-time opportunity, is that this is the new wave of jobs. And it's something that I think is actually quite valuable because it's very hard to find in one individual or train one individual to do so many of these specialized tasks, such as in marketing that we just talked about.
So we have about 2 minutes before we're off air. So I want to give you about a minute to give us your best advice for those that are transitioning. We're at the top of a new year. The outlook looks fantastic always at the beginning of any year. So what would your advice be to those out there?
So my advice and what I encourage people to do is think about longevity. People are living much longer today than in the past, and that reflects on our work span. So, for example, saw this billboard on the East Coast, a baby born today will live to 120. Think about that. That baby will be working for at least 60 years, 70 years, will be working for 50-plus years. But at the same time, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that we're getting a new job every 4 years and 4 months. So that means to me we need to plan. You really need to plan a career to be employed for life, and that it's not just about finding one company and staying there forever, but really taking control of your career. So that would be my message for anyone for the new year is get engaged with your career, start to make a plan, and keep on top of it.
Thank you, Dr. Tracy Weiland. We will have you back on. Thank you for being on the show tonight, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Happy New Year.